more than bananas, how the Christian faith works for me and the whole universe. Episode 17, The End. Joining this story, taking the forgiveness of God through Christ and shaking off a dodgy past for a future that's opening out like a rose petal is easy. Or at least, it's easy to say. Surrender. Turn back. Give in. Capitulate. Renounce your proud, independent ways. Reverse the fall. Run like chickens back under the wings of the hen almighty. Fall into the lover's embrace. Close your eyes, smell his hair, and let your knees go delightfully weak. You are his. He is yours forever and ever. This is easy and obvious to understand, but the prouder we are, the harder it is actually to do. Isn't there an exam I could take instead? A payment I could offer? Some great work I could complete? No. Just come. We all have to come the same way, stooping through a narrow door. It's easier for children and babies, and the small generally. They don't have to duck so far. Can I retain a little independence? A little of my European cynicism and detachment? No, I can't. A surrender is a surrender. I have Adam's choice to make all over again. Do I choose to be savvy and self-possessed, wise in my own eyes? Or do I choose life? Do I make and take my own chances? Or do I just fall into my Father's arms? Do I struggle on, toiling? Perhaps using the word existential a lot. Or writing dark novels about the meaning of life. Or do I give up and give in? There is the Christ. His shaggy head in outline, outside the frosted glass door of my heart. Do I open up or hide under the table? His offering to you is more than bananas. Thanks ever so much for listening.